Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And have you ever had those moments when you are going through Twitter and you find someone and you wonder who they are, how they found you, why they followed you? So then you go and you lurk on their page. And then you find things about them. And then you find people that are following them. And you find who they're following. And then something captures your attention. And then you fall into this black hole or little black something in the interwebs. And you end up where someplace that you never thought you would end up. And that there are people that use the same platforms that I do. But you don't see them. They're not out there in the same circle or in the same genre that you're in. And then you think, wow, the interwebs is kind of small. Actually, you know, the internet isn't as big because it's boiling down to 6 degrees of separation once again. When you see people that follow you on Twitter or that follow you on a social network of some other kind, like Audioboo or Voicebo or Tumblr, wherever. And then you just look at their followers and who they're following, and then something captures your attention, and then you go on that person's page, and then you do the same thing, and you keep going, and you fall in this black hole. And then you emerge kind of next to where you started. It's all quite unnerving. And I noticed, maybe it's, I don't want to say it because I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm thinking a lot of my friends have sex on the brain. A lot of my followers have drinking and sex and other bad habits on the brain. And I think it's funny. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Does that say a lot about me? Does that say that I am the same way, that I am judged by the company that I keep? I don't know. I'm kind of scared now. But I realize I have a variety of friends. And I like that. I like the different accents that I hear. And I like that I have just different people in my life. I don't get bored that way. But I also wonder what it is about me that some people lurk in the shadows. And you know that they're lurking, you know that they're looking, but they don't say anything. It's only the brave and the not aggressive, the assertive that say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so and I want to be your friend." It's just weird because I'll give you one example really quick that I joined a website. I had no profile picture, no information. It was just a dead site that I was experimenting with. Not a dead site, but just a dead page I was experimenting with. And somebody friend requested me without any knowledge of who I was. And the friendship has blossomed, and it's this individual took a chance. And to think, if I would have just ignored it, you know, the following, I would have missed out on this individual. It just blows my mind how the internet works and how everything plays out on a day-to-day basis. So I just want to say thank you to my lurkers, the ones that are out there quietly in the shadows listening and watching, because I do it too. Laterness, people.